This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CIB arrests businessmen Arun Chaudhary and Ajit Narayan Singh Thapa in connection with misappropriation of land property of Baswari Leather and Shoe Factory. All ministries mandated to send back opinions to concerned bodies within 15 days to eliminate delay in decision-making process. And U.S. approves plan to strike Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. Now, the news in detail. The Central Investigation Bureau of the Nepal Police, CIB, has arrested businessmen Arun Chaudhary and the then chairman of Baswari Leather and Shoe Factory, Ajit Narayan Singh Thapa, in connection with the Baswari Leather and Shoe Factory's land misappropriation case. The Bureau said they have been arrested in connection with the misappropriation of the 1.25 acres of land property of the factory. CIB spokesperson and superintendent of police Navaraj Adhikari said Chaudhary was held from Lainchur and Thapa from Battisputali of Kathmandu yesterday. Meanwhile, District Court Kathmandu has allowed Nepal police to keep Chaudhary and Thapa in custody for 4 days for further investigation. All ministries are now mandated to send back opinions to concerned bodies within 15 days to eliminate delay in the decision-making process. The arrangement is made after Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's instruction to eliminate delay in the decision-making process by making the inter-ministerial coordination effective, according to which, if any ministry does not return the file to the relevant ministry or agency within 15 days after requesting an opinion, it will automatically be deemed to have been agreed. Prime Minister's press advisor Govinda Acharya said the Council of Ministers meeting held on the 9th of January had decided to speed up the government process and issued a circular to all the ministries as per the spirit of the Government Good Governance Act. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for addressing the alarming situation of brain drain from the country. Addressing the 7th Assembly of the Rajarshri Janak University yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda said exodus of intellectuals can be prevented through full utilization of the university's dedication, capacity and creative initiative. The Prime Minister called for qualitatively improving the policy, curriculum, pedagogy and working style of the universities, considering the impact of globalization in the education sector. The Prime Minister also lauded the university for conducting undergraduate and postgraduate academic programs in the fields of medical education, management and computer technology in a short span of its establishment. The government has formed a committee for operating international airports of the country in public-private partnership model. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma informed that a cabinet meeting held yesterday approved the proposal on forming a study committee submitted by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. Former Secretary Shankar Prasad Adhikari has been handed over the responsibility of the coordinator of the five-member committee. The committee is assigned to study the issue of operating Tribhuvan International Airport, Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport in full capacity under the public-private partnership model. This committee has been given 45 days deadline. Likewise, the cabinet decided that the Nepali army should immediately provide land for the expansion of Chitwan base, Bharatpur Airport and Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal to construct the damaged infrastructures. Similarly, the government took the decision to provide land to Nepali army at Shakti Khor for horse breeding center and to bear all expenses for the same. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said the government proceeded with the security printing bill, which aims to print sensitive documents such as banknotes, citizenship certificate, passport, national identity card, driving license and visa within the country. In a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Committee yesterday, Minister Sharma said the security printing is a sensitive issue and the government aspires to conclude the bill attaching higher priority. The bill that originated in the National Assembly and revised by the Assembly Thematic Committee is currently under discussion in the House of Representatives Committee. In the House of Representatives, 35 amendment notes have been registered regarding the proposal, and the committee plans to conclude it by holding clause-wide deliberation, according to the committee president Bhanubhakta Joshi. Some of the lawmakers seeking amendments to the bill were of the view, including the private sector in security printing except banknotes and passports through a due procedure. A total of 79,100 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal in the month of January this year. The number has risen by 24,000 as compared to the month of January in 2023. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, more than 24,000 tourists were from India, while 7,267 tourists were from China. Likewise, 7,047 American, 4,600 Thai, 3,800 South Korean, 3,600 Bangladeshi, and 3,400 Australian tourists visited Nepal in January. Likewise, 3,200 tourists were from UK and 1,500 from Japan. The final nomination document for including Tilaurakot of Kapilvastu in the list of World Heritage Sites has been presented to the UNESCO World Heritage Centre on behalf of the Government of Nepal. Tilaurakot is the capital of the ancient Sakya Republic. Ambassador of Nepal to France and Nepal's permanent representative to UNESCO, Sridhar Bhattarai, formally handed over the nomination document to Director of World Heritage, Lazare Lounju Assomo. A team of archaeologists led by Professor Robin Cunningham of the Durham University had prepared the basis and collected adequate evidences for the enlisting Tilaurakot in the list of World Heritage Sites. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The United States has approved plans for a series of strikes on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. As reported by the BBC, the strikes will take place over a number of days and weather conditions will likely dictate when they are launched. It comes after a drone attack killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan, close to the Syrian border on Sunday. The U.S. blamed an Iranian-backed militia group for that attack. The group, the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, is believed to contain multiple militias that have been armed, funded and trained by Iran's Revolutionary Guards Force. It has said it was responsible for Sunday's strike. U.S. officials have said that U.S. intelligence believes that the drone used to attack the facility was manufactured by Iran and is similar to the drones Iran has been sending to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CIB arrests businessmen Arun Chaudhary and Ajit Narayan Singh Thapa in connection with misappropriation of land property of Bansbari Leather and Shoe Factory. All ministries mandated to send back opinions to concerned body within 15 days to eliminate delay in decision-making process. And U.S. approves plan to strike Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.